Father's Day is Sunday. What do I get for the man who has everything? And by everything, I mean he has all he wants. Like his old beat-up t-shirts from college. And even though I buy him underwear, he prefers the old ripped-up pairs. He calls them broken in. So this year, just wrap up some of his old shirts and underwear. He'll love it. All right, I'll take him to the brew house, too.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's him. It's Superman.
What's he doing here?
What is he doing here?
What is he doing here?
It's National Superman Day.
Well, that's just Superman.
Is this a show?
It's a good show.
In fact, it's a super show.
All right, ladies, buckle up. It's showtime.
Yes, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now, on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So just do it one time. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. We do the show. We take all the show segments. We record them. We mix them down into a podcast minus the music that we play on the live show. And then you get a podcast that drops around noon or so every day, Monday through Friday. And you can go back in time and listen to every podcast we've ever produced. It's just a wondrous, wondrous virtual time machine. And you can do that very easily on the Alexa device by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And wait a second here. Let me adjust that. And she will, right?
Hello!
Yeah. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or even go to our website, Radio434.com, and click on the Mike Show channel. There's a link to the podcast. And if that isn't enough for you, you can watch our Facebook Live video simulcast on our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces, at the Mike Show VA. All right, and you can use that for our Instagram, our YouTube, our X or Twitter. You can even use it for our MySpace page. We don't know how MySpace works, and Tom is our only friend, but we're there, I think. So it's at the Mike Show VA. Like us long time. All right, coming up on today's program, it is Theatre Thursday, and we've got the folks from N Station Theater. They've got a Fringe Fest going on at Randolph. Tons and tons of performances all over campus. We are going to talk about that. We're actually going to go live and on location and remote in to Randolph. And talk about the day's doings, everything that's going on. Plus, of course, we've got Foster joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. She's going to be with us in just a moment or two. And I believe she has a guest as well. Linda with Food for Kids is going to be joining us, along with Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, on this Thursday edition. So, I have recently been staying, for work purposes, I've recently been staying in Danville, Virginia, and anytime we have an event going on down in Danville, anytime we have an event going on at Ballad Brewing, or, you know, if I've got meetings and stuff, and I just need to, you know, have 2 days down there and work, That place is really growing. And by the way, I am extremely impressed with the way things have been developing, especially in their downtown. Well, there are two boutique hotels that are there in Danville. It's owned by the same company, and it is the Danville Bee. I know that that's also the newspaper, and that's, well, it was the old newspaper building, and they turned it into an absolutely gorgeous boutique hotel.
It's, oh no, not the Bee!
Yes, the Bee.
Not the Bees!
And it's really, really nice.
Oh, my eyes!
No, it's beautiful.
Ah!
And they also have the Holbrook Hotels. But anyway, so I digress. The headline here is the end of an era. No one wants hotel front desks anymore. And it got me thinking, you know, about my recent stays. And I'm like, okay. Now, in Danville, it's perfectly fine. And the people that work the front desk know me now because I'm there at least once a month. And I like it, but when we went to New York, Bill and I were checking in to our Pods Hotel where we had bunk beds. God, I wish I had a laugh track queued up here.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bill was was on the bottom. Well, Bill's older. Okay. So I figured that he could be on the bottom bunk, okay? He could be the bottom, and I would be on top because it would be easier for me, being the younger gentleman, to climb up this metal ladder. I mean, it's like the kind of bunk beds that you would see in a submarine, it really bit into your feet. Climbing up this metal ladder. But anyway, I digress. When we checked in to the Pods Hotel up in New York, I absolutely positively hated the front desk experience. And I would have rather had, like a self-service kiosk or something instead of, you know, walking up to this front desk where they're checking in hundreds of guests, and it's New York, and so there's the New York attitude, and etc., etc., etc. Maybe we weren't just staying. It was just that we weren't staying at the right place. Who knows? I booked something totally different for this year that's a lot more expensive. So hopefully we'll have a better experience in New York for the NAB convention. But again, we digress. So the headline reads, the end of an era. No one wants hotel front desks anymore. So we're going to break this down for travelers and talk about it. And our top list, top other things hotels should get rid of. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Introducing the all-new IKEA Hotel and Spa, where the world is at your fingertips. You just have to put it together. At the IKEA Hotel and Spa, you're only 58 easy steps away from your room featuring a comfy California king bed.
My wife and I spent almost our entire vacation putting together a relaxing jacuzzi for our room. It took us a couple days, but it was worth it.
And who needs a complimentary breakfast when you can build your own state-of-the-art kitchen right in your own room?
IKEA made building a gas stove so easy, I only got burned twice.
We'd like to welcome you to the all-new IKEA Hotel and Spa, where the only thing you need to pack is an extra Allen wrench, because chances are we forgot to put it in the box.
Yeah, probably. It is the Mike Show. Sound far-fetched? Yeah. Think about this. The last time you thought about a hotel's front desk, think about it. May have been in a movie, because they are becoming less significant in real life. Now, I talked about this at the beginning of the show, and when Bill and I went up to New York,
it's just two guys making out. Relax.
Shut up. We stayed at this Pods hotel, and it was very affordable. All right, and it was, but we had one room for just the two of us, and we had bunk beds, okay, which was actually kind of cool. Bill was the bottom, of course, because
it's just two guys making out. Relax.
Because Bill's a little bit older than I am, and so I didn't want him to have to, you know, climb up the ladder, and so Bill was the bottom, and I was the top. Anyway, so using the front desk at a hotel there, I could do without. I mean, I really could. It's crowded. The staff is rude. I think they went through my luggage when I checked one bag so we could go out to breakfast. It was a whole thing. But when I stay in Danville at either the Holbrook or the Bee.
Oh, no, not the Bee!
Yes, the Bee. They're absolutely gorgeous. Two boutique hotels in and around downtown Danville. And when I'm down there for work, or, you know, if you're down there for leisure, if you're going to go to the casino or go see a show, head over to Ballad Brewing or whatever. They've got tons of events. I'm really starting to get impressed with that market. But anyway, I stay at either the Holbrook or the Bee.
Oh, no, not the Bee!
Yes, the Bee. They're absolutely gorgeous. They totally repurposed these old buildings and they turned them into these really, really stunning hotels. Their front desk staff are very nice and very helpful, and they know me, and because I'm down there at least once a month now, and you know, so they're very helpful. I would recommend that. In New York, maybe not so much. But anyway, we digress. According to this new report, 70% of American travelers are more likely to want to check themselves into a hotel using an app or a self-service kiosk instead of walking up to a traditional front desk. And this preference skyrockets to 82% among Gen Z travelers. Hotel front desks used to be a hospitality feature. That is, when they're properly staffed, when they're convenient and helpful. But now, many people would rather interact with an app than wait in a long line at a lobby. Of course, completely skipping the front desk isn't really an option everywhere, but it's probably only a matter of time. I mean, think about it. Airbnbs and these, you know, these travel websites and stuff where you can rent somebody's entire house and you don't even have to see them or talk to them. That's a lot of people are used to that. So with that, that brings us to our top list. With 70% of travelers agreeing, there's no need for hotels to have a front desk anymore. But wait, there's one more thing where there's more, by the way. There's not just one more thing, there's a whole list. There's more where that came from. See what we mean with today's list. It's our top list today. Top other things hotels could get rid of. All right, here we go. Number one, mini bar cashews. Why would we spend $10 for a tube of nuts when we can apply that to the $70 it's going to cost for an airplane bottle of Dewars? Top things hotels could get rid of: a pen and a notepad. The only thing we would ever need to write down is next time, stay at the B.
Oh, no, not the B!
Yeah, or the Holbrook, or an Airbnb. Top other things hotels could get rid of: the fire escape sign and map on the door. Here's what we do when the hotel's on fire. Scream and cry. Here's what we don't do. Read a map. Thank you. Top things, other things hotels could get rid of: the second key card, because we already know that once we get all the way up to the 17th floor, then walk all the way down the hall to our corner room, we'll just find out the first key card doesn't work anyway. Top other things hotels could get rid of: a safe. If we could afford anything of value, we wouldn't be staying at your hotel. And top other things hotels could get rid of: the tip envelope for the maid. Right? Sorry, that's me. Anyway, it's the Mike Show. Again, in all seriousness, if you are heading down to Danville and the Visit Soce region of Virginia, or heading up, you may want to visit the Holbrook or the B hotels. They are tremendous. I've stayed there. I recommend them. They are just wonderful, and they're extremely affordable, too. All right, coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing.
A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hey everybody, it's Chris, and this is Playing Here. On Friday, June 13, it's Prabir Trio at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall at 722 Commerce Street, downtown Lynchburg. Rooted in India and sculpted by Virginia, Prabir's music is the bridge between the East and West. Traditional raga melodies from India turned into riffs played on guitar, all fused together in a harmonic and melodic presentation. Doors at 7, performance from 8 to 10. Also at the Academy Music Hall on Friday, June 20th, it's Catapult City and Koba wrapping up their Kobapult tour. Kobapult is the co-headlining tour of rising indie bands Koba and Catapult City. They have taken over the Central Virginia scene and are now bringing a fresh sound to the East Coast. Catapult City brings together a diverse musical sound with introspective performances. Koba has quickly gained a reputation for their high-energy live show and raw lyricism. Ending with a hometown headlining show, the Kobapult Tour brings an unforgettable experience from your new favorite artists. Doors at 7, performance from 8 to 10. Tickets available for both shows at academycenter.org. Click on Events, then Performances. Both shows are part of the Radio 434 concert series. That's Playing Here, brought to you by Three Roads Brewing on Radio 434.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Singer Anya was spotted for the first time in 8 years. Well, other than in your lonely aunt's CD rack. Dozens of people in 18 states have become ill from food poisoning tied to cucumbers. So for safety, remember this. A cuke can make you puke. Taylor Swift has regained control of her music, and reports say she's extended her control of Travis Kelce. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Schoen, and really, really happy you could join us on this Thursday edition, taking a look at Tower Cam position number one out at downtown. All right. Let's look at this. Ooh, French fries. I love French fries. If you could only have French fries from one fast food restaurant for the rest of your life, which place would you pick? Oh, man, that is such a tough one. Now, I mean, obviously, everybody loves the McDonald's French fries. Or do they? I don't know. According to this, a restaurant supply company analyzed more than 40,000 Yelp reviews that mentioned French fries across 21 major fast food chains. And before we get to it, let's just say they might have messed us up. They really might have. The fast food place that scored the best with fries is In-N-Out. I've never tried an In-N-Out burger. I've never tried their French fries, so I can't weigh in on it. I mean, they do a lot, but I've never tried their fries. But here's the top 10. We'll do it from the bottom up, obviously. Checkers and Rallies, never been there. Hardee's, I've been there, but I don't particularly like their fries. Arby's, I do like their curly fries, but I wouldn't rank them as my number one. Zaxby's, been there once, didn't really like the fries. Raising Cane's, never been there. Chick-fil-A, I was there yesterday. The French fries were good. The sandwich was not. And this was the one in the mall. And for whatever reason, I can tell you. I mean, the bun was hard. It was like it was an old bun or something. The chicken was overcooked. This is the first time in history, and as God is my witness, because it is God's chicken. As God is my witness. That sandwich might have been a fluke. I'm not looking for anything free, guys. Not at all. Bojangles, number four on the list, according to this, of top fries. Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, never been there. Shake Shack, never been there. In-N-Out, never been there. Now, if you're noticing, and that's the top 10, if you're noticing any places missing from the list, you're not alone. And now, here are, according to this survey, the worst fries. This is the top five worst fries. Popeyes at number five. Church's Chicken, never been there. Burger King, I actually like their fries. I would rank them in my top five. McDonald's, yeah, they have McDonald's fries as 20th out of 21. And then KFC, again, those would probably be in my top five. How is that possible? Maybe McDonald's has set the bar so high for itself that people are more likely to complain on Yelp if they aren't awesome, whereas people are less likely to be unsatisfied when going to more consistent quality-focused places. I don't know, but that's, yeah. I mean, and again, it's one of those things. Anybody can do a survey. You know, it might find different results for just about everything. All right, coming up, we are going to get smart with your five random facts, and we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in .news. That's all coming up. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go and we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, we probably shouldn't. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. There is more hydrogen in a gallon of gasoline than there is in a gallon of liquid hydrogen? How is that possible? I don't know. Number two. This is another puzzler. Michael Jackson's song Thriller was originally called Starlight, and the hook went, "Give me some starlight. Starlight Sun." Again, number three, the first report of the Wright brothers' flights. The first report of the Wright brothers' flights was in a beekeeping magazine.
Oh, no, not the bees!
Yeah, called Gleanings in Bee Culture. Number four. Jackie Chan
automobile
that's not Jackie Chan. He is a classically trained opera singer and has released more than 20 albums. And then number five, Paula Abdul's album Forever Your Girl had the longest time between its debut and hitting number one on the Billboard charts. It was released in June of 1988 and hit number one 64 weeks later in October 1989. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
It is the Mike Show. Thursday editioners, we like to call it round here, Friday Eve. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Of course, that means Foster joins us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi there.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. It's been a week, and we'll just leave it at that. How about we just leave it at that? It's been a week.
That's totally fine.
Yeah. Looking forward to maybe some downtime. I don't know if I get it, but who knows. But that's not why we're here. We're here to talk about the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. And each and every Thursday, Foster joins us. Today's no exception. And you brought a guest. Who did you bring?
I have Linda with Food for Kids with me today. They are one of our newer members and one of the 50 or so nonprofits that are part of our chamber. But I will let Linda take it away, introduce herself, and tell us a little bit about who they are and what they have going on.
All right. Well, Linda, thank you so much for taking time this morning. So tell us about Food for Kids.
Well, Food for Kids is about to celebrate its 15-year anniversary. We started in 2010, providing bags of food for the week for the children at Body Camp. They were the most food insecure in the Bedford County area. But as you may know, they closed Body Camp School in 2015, and the people that were working with the children thought, we can't just let them go. We have to find a way to keep feeding them on weekends. So we incorporated in 2015 and began serving Manita and Huddleston schools. And then a year or so later, we had Goodview, and then Montvale, and then Stewartsville. And this January, we added Bedford Elementary and Bedford Primary. So essentially what we do is we pack bags of food for the weekend for over 150 children every week of the school year.
That is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And that's all throughout the summer?
No, just through the school year.
Okay.
We haven't figured out how to get the bags to them during the summer. During the school year, we deliver to the schools and it goes home on the buses. But we don't know about summertime.
Gotcha. Well, during the school year then, and you are helping so many kids, that must take an incredible effort. Tell us about an upcoming event that you have.
Well, on July 11th at Bedford Christian Church, we are blessed to have the SML Boomer Band that will do a concert for us as a fundraiser. Okay. I don't know if everybody can see this picture you have up here. Of the volunteers packing, but those bags cost us about $10 each by the time we put different food items in them. So yeah. If you multiply that times $10 a week times 4 weeks in a month times 9 months in the school times 650 kids, it costs us a lot.
That's a considerable expense. Yes. And so this is a fundraiser coming up on Friday, July 11th. Help offset those costs.
Correct.
Okay. Tell us where folks can learn more, and tell us where folks can purchase tickets. Can they purchase tickets just walk up, or do they need to register in advance?
Actually, we're not selling tickets.
Okay.
We're a free will donation, so it's open to everybody.
Oh wow.
We have room for about 100 or more seats, so we hope we'll fill the venue. But you can learn more about Food for Kids at our website. It's foodforkidspackasack.org. Kind of long and complicated.
Well, Linda, we'll link that up on this broadcast in the comments. So folks will be able to see the link, and we'll direct them to it as well. It's foodforkidspackasack.org. All one word, no spaces. And this is just fantastic. So what is the future for Food for Kids? Or just continue to expand or serve the kids that you're serving now?
Well, according to the Department of School and Community Nutrition, the 7 schools we serve are among the highest in need of food assistance. It's like 9.5 out of 10 children.
Wow.
At those schools need help. Every year we're asked to add another school or another group, and we go, oh, whoa, no, you know, we're at our max. Yeah. But then the spirit leads us and doors open, and we do whatever we can to help them.
Well, that's tremendous. Folks, again, you can learn more about Food for Kids, the weekend pack-a-sack, foodforkidspackasack.org. And again, we'll link that up on this broadcast. They've got an event coming up Friday, July 11th as a fundraiser. Linda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm gonna stop sharing this page, and Linda, we're gonna send you on your way. because we seem to have a few technical internet issues. So I'm going to try and minimize the bandwidth right now on this broadcast. But okay. Take care. Thank you so much for everything that you do. Foster, unless you wanted to weigh in before we let Linda go.
I just want to say, Linda, what you guys do is absolutely amazing. I'm from the Body Camp area. I grew up out there. And I didn't go to Body Camp Elementary. I went to Bedford Primary, Bedford Elementary. But I went there many times for just school events and fun things. And we were absolutely blessed. We finally got a food line in that area. Before then, there was absolutely nothing. So I know you guys made a difference to that community, to my community. And what you guys do now, absolutely incredible. I don't know how you do it. I really don't. But I hope that you guys continue to do really well and that people not only attend your event, contribute to your fundraisers throughout the year as well. So we're grateful to have you as part of our chamber and our community. So thank you. Of course.
Linda, thank you so much for taking time and joining us today.
Thanks.
Absolutely. There she goes. No, I don't want to ban you. No. She just left. Okay.
She's funny.
Again, Foster, my apologies. Last week we had guests set up in the green room and folks started walking into the studio. I need to come up with a better system for corralling the cats. And then today, now we're experiencing just a few internet technical issues that we've never experienced in the past couple of years. So
they're weird little issues. We just keep resetting a little bit. But I mean, we're keeping the flow good and nothing's kicked us out or completely frozen us. So I guess we should count our blessings.
Yeah, hopefully it looks good and sounds good on the post-production side. But so tell us about what is going on at the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce.
I got to pick and choose what I want to talk about, man. It's stacking up. I went to one of our Hillcats games last night with the VIP box. It was so much fun.
Absolutely.
And some of the people that were with me, we had a small group, but it was really fun because we normally, when you put like 15 to 20 people in one of the skies, it's like packed and you're talking the whole time and you kind of get to enjoy the game, but not really. Mm-hmm. But we got to sit down and watch the game and enjoy it. And none of us knew a whole lot about baseball, but I actually had Matt Ramstead and Kyle Vincent with Hats join me on our podcast yesterday. And we were talking about how baseball is like the one sport that anybody can enjoy and just take like 3 hours of your time to just sit down and be a part of the crowd and watch the game. And it really was good for the soul. I feel rejuvenated and excited for the rest of the week. So I'm really glad that we got to do it. And we have another one on July 10th if people want to come with us then. It's catered. We'll have free food ready. It's a free event. Nice. And not only do you get to sit outside under like a cool eave, we also have air conditioning and you can still watch the game. So
yes.
I highly recommend that people, if you're a chamber member, look that up on our website and RSVP, come on out. It'll be fun.
Absolutely. And then you have a business roundtable that's coming up, I see, on the calendar.
Yes, we do. Okay. Yeah, we have a business roundtable in 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks. And that'll be at the Bedford Area Welcome Center, 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on June 24th. That's a Tuesday, I believe.
Okay.
And that one's really cool. We do business roundtables with the Bedford County Office of Economic Development and the Town of Bedford Office of Economic Development. Yes, they're two different things, but we do them as a way to bring like hot topics and information and resources to our business community in a free way. None of these events cost anything. The only reason we ask you to RSVP is so we don't run out of coffee and we get a chair. But this one is interesting because it's going to be more interactive. It's more of a leadership development seminar. Amanda, who's our facilitator, she is a coaching consultant. She was a CEO for a large regional nonprofit right here in Bedford for about 10 years. Okay. And so she's got a lot of tools under her belt, a lot of experience. And if you've ever had the chance to see her working, you know, she's an amazing speaker. She's great at connecting with people, great at tailoring programming to suit your needs and make it something that'll really help you and impact you. So I'm really excited to attend this, not only just as staff and as the person that helped put it together, but also for myself, because I really am excited to learn from Amanda and with all of our peers.
Well, very, very cool. This sounds great. And again, it is a free event. Is it? It's. Do you have to be a chamber member to attend?
Not for this one. Do it for the benefit of our entire community.
Okay. All right. Very, very cool. Well, we are looking forward to all of the upcoming events, and including the annual gala that you guys have. And we'll talk more about that next time.
Yeah. There's still time. There's lots of time.
There's plenty of time. You can learn more about everything that the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce is doing by visiting their website, bedfordareachamber.com. If you're not a member, why? Why aren't you? If your goal in 2025 was to grow your circle and increase your circle of influences and your contacts, this is a great way to do it. There's over 400 some businesses that are part of the chamber and thousands of contacts that you can do business with, and you don't have to be in Bedford or the town or the county. You can be anywhere within our coverage area, and it will be of benefit to you.
Thank you, Mike. You always hype us up so well.
contact Foster or Kayla or any of the team at the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, and you can learn more again at their website, bedfordareachamber.com. Maybe one of these days we'll actually have a chance to sit and talk without being rushed through the segment.
That's okay. Well, I've been meaning to ask you. We haven't had a chance because we've been so busy.
Yeah.
But have you listened to the podcast that I read to you?
I have not yet had a chance. I know. I'm a total slacker.
Tisk.
Yeah.
That's all right. Maybe next time I'll ask you, and it'll be like in 2 more months from the time I asked you today. And
absolutely.
Maybe one episode.
Yeah, maybe. That might
maybe
happen.
Maybe.
We'll chat about that and so many more things. Foster joins us every Thursday, and we look forward to talking with you again soon.
All right, Mike. Have a good end.
All right, you too. It is the Mike Show, Thursday edition. Coming up, we've got your audio vault, hopefully. Stay tuned.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That means it's Theatre Thursday. Patrick is joining us from End Station, and you guys have just an incredible event, and it's on the campus of Randolph. It's the Central Virginia Fringe Festival. Tell us about this. What is going on, and when, and what can we all expect?
Oh my goodness, yeah. So this is the inaugural year. So this is a brand new Central Virginia Fringe Festival going on the 14th through the 21st. It was originally a brainchild of ours because there's so much talent here in Central Virginia. And sometimes it's hard to even get over the mountain to see other things. So we put out a call, and there is 15 organizations or individual performers doing 17 plus shows over the course of these 7 days.
And I'm gonna scroll through. If you're viewing, you can see just the plethora of shows that will be highlighted at Fringe Festival.
Yeah, it's everything from Mended Wing, which is currently out of the Shenandoah Valley, doing two 90-minute Shakespeares, Midsummer Night's Dream and King John. We got, two or three brand new musicals doing little concert performances. That's Power Up. Check out the director's cut. It's amazing. Andrew Robler is a great theater artist. He's going to direct and produce a show right in front of your eyes.
Nice.
But we also got local homegrown talent, Paul Fitzgerald, who's right off The Residence on Netflix, and Allison Dougherty, who appeared on Sex and the City, I think Madam Secretary. They're coming in to do Love Letters. Got the Central Virginia Theater Educators Association doing Rent School Edition. So a bunch of really talented young artists doing that. And then we got like one person shows that are you know, smashed together in kind of a curated fashion. But it's going to be a great time. And it's all culminating in the opening End Station's contribution, Whirlwind by Chris Eli Black, which I think we came and talked to you a little bit about last week.
Yes, she did. And I'm attempting to scroll down. There we go. Sorry for my erratic scrolling.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah. Well, there is so much. And folks, you can learn more if you go to End Station Theater's website, End Station Theatre, spelled all fancy like, .org. Learn about Fringe Festival. What's the ticket situation, and can you
absolutely they're varied in price only because like the you know, bills we have to pay. The very first pricing point is $30 for the Love Letters. Everything else is 15 or 20.
Okay.
So and you can buy passes, please buy half passes or full passes.
Nice.
You can use those tickets, half passes 7, full passes 15 tickets, and you can use them in any order or all for one performance if you just want to bring the whole crew together, or you can buy them singularly.
And, oh, wow.
All the links are on the website, where you can, right underneath, if you click on the Central Virginia Fringe Festival tab, the individual ticket links are right there underneath the show header.
Gotcha.
Word warning, the opening of Whirlwind is discounted and is part of the Fringe Festival. So if you want to come see that, you can use your passes to see that as well.
That is tremendous.
The cool thing is everything's general admission too. So you're not like struggling for a seat. You show up, pay your ticket, find the best seat you can, and the show will go on.
Very, very cool. Patrick, where did the idea come from? What was the light bulb moment that you went, you know what, we should do this?
You know, we have this thing called the Playwrights Initiative, which I know we harp on every time we come, but it's an amazing program that we have that creates new work, and it's about and it's for the community. And last year we did this thing called the Playwrights Initiative Reading Festival, and we did a record 5 readings, staged readings, and people loved it. And I thought, well, you know, maybe doing 5 original works a year is not the best use of our time. But I also thought they really liked this. The audiences really loved this kind of like homegrown, down to earth, telling our story thing. It's telling our story. And it's more about the members of the community than End Station itself. And so we thought, well, we don't have a Fringe Fest sort of, you know, culmination of talent thing in this area. So let's build our own. And the Central Virginia Fringe Festival is born.
There you go. That's wonderful. Well, tickets, again, they're available for each individual show, or you can get a half pass or a whole pass to attend all the shows. It's happening at Randolph. When does it all get started, and what time?
Absolutely. We kind of went by the system of 3 shows a day. Except the weekend. So there's one show starting us off, Love Letters, Saturday the 14th at 8 p.m. in Wimberly Hall. And then Sunday will be another 8 p.m. show at Smith Hall Theater. And then it's 3 shows at 2, 5, and 8, Monday through Friday. And then, of course, Saturday is the opening of Whirlwind.
Very, very cool. June 14th through the 21st is Central Virginia Fringe Festival out at Randolph. Get all the information, get your tickets, get the schedule and the lineup at nstationtheatre.org, and we'll link that up on this broadcast. Patrick, thank you so much again for joining us. And
always a pleasure, Mike.
Keeping us up to date on everything that's going on.
Absolutely. Come see some theater, everybody.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show Thursday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind, or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Hey everybody, it's Chris, and this is Playing Here. On Friday, June 13, it's Prabir Trio at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall at 722 Commerce Street, downtown Lynchburg. Rooted in India and sculpted by Virginia, Prabir's music is the bridge between the East and West. Traditional raga melodies from India turned into riffs played on guitar, all fused together in a harmonic and melodic presentation. Doors at 7, performance from 8 to 10. Also at the Academy Music Hall on Friday, June 20th, it's Catapult City and Koba wrapping up their Kobapult tour. Kobapult is the co-headlining tour of rising indie bands Koba and Catapult City. They have taken over the Central Virginia scene and are now bringing a fresh sound to the East Coast. Catapult City brings together a diverse musical sound with introspective performances. Koba has quickly gained a reputation for their high-energy live show and raw lyricism. Ending with a hometown headlining show, the Kobapult Tour brings an unforgettable experience from your new favorite artists. Doors at 7, performance from 8 to 10. Tickets available for both shows at academycenter.org. Click on Events, then Performances. Both shows are part of the Radio 434 concert series. That's Playing Here, brought to you by Three Roads Brewing on Radio 434.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. Well, it's viral audio from the videos that are viral. You know what I mean. It's all ball bearings these days. Perhaps you boys need a refresher course. Anyway, oh yeah. Are things on Father's Day equal to things on Mother's Day? Let's find out.
And now, Mom Thoughts.
This Father's Day, I'm having the kids make homemade cards and homemade breakfast for my husband. I mean, seriously, let him suffer for once.
This has been Mom Thoughts.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to viral videos. A waitress has gone viral after torching two diners who pulled an eat-and-run scam. She says they were eating food and then demanding refunds because they didn't like the meals. Here is the waitress on TikTok talking about the dine and dash or eat and run or whatever here.
I went up to the table. How are you guys doing? And the girl's like, this is nasty. I don't want it. Mind you, the burger's half eaten. All the fries are gone. So she gives me half a burger back. So I take it back, take out the bill. I'm like, do you want anything else? And she's like, yeah, I want a shrimp pasta like the one he has. And then I go back and I'm like, how's everything tasting? And then the guy's like, I don't like my shrimp pasta. Mind you, there's three noodles on the plate. I'm going to take it off the bill. And I go back and I'm like, so how's everything tasting? And the girl's like, I don't like this. Okay, that's weird. This is not a buffet, by the way. Okay, we don't work at a buffet. Then they're sitting there laughing at me. Every time I pass by, they're like,
All right, let's see. A New York man may have earned a Guinness World Record by playing golf for 36 consecutive hours. I can't pronounce his name at all. Kelsey Ezekiel. He was originally going to golf for 24 hours, but found in the middle of the run, a Norwegian man had competed completed an attempt that went on 32 hours. So he bumped his up to 36. Here he is finishing up hour 36.
You guys keep pushing the gas, get me going. And just for that, I'm a champion, I guess.
Woo!
I'm a world champion.
You're a world champion.
Yeah!
There you go. Let's see. Skip that. Dolly Parton once streaked naked through Tom Jones' yard.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
She said it happened in the 80s when she was filming the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Here's Dolly talking about it on Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
This was when Tom Jones lived over in Bel Air. I don't know where he lives now, but he was just hot as he could be and sexy. And I had some friends out to Hollywood. I was living out there at the Bel Air Hotel. And we were just out having fun, and we'd been out and had a couple of margaritas. And I said, this is Tom Jones' house. And they said, well, let's go over there. And I said, no, we can't go in the yard. You know, they must have security. And they dared me to streak through the yard, because that was back when everybody was streaking.
Right.
And they kept daring me, and Double Dog daring me, and I just couldn't take it. So I just stripped down and ran across the yard. Jumped back in the car and put my clothes on. And I don't think he saw me. But if he did, I didn't impress him much.
Oh, my. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. And today is no exception. Since it is Superman Day, here's comedian Jordan Rubin on Superman Skeptics.
I love superhero movies. I saw that Superman Returns. I don't want to ruin it, but he returns. And there's a scene in Superman Returns where Superman gets shot in the face at point-blank range. The bullet bounces off his eye. The guy sitting next to me in the theater goes, yeah, right. Like, that's where it all came apart for him, right? Like, he's sitting there the whole movie like, I could see this guy flying around. And I could see him being from Krypton. A bullet off the eye? No way. Come on. You ain't fooling me, Hollywood.
All right. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here. Lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in .news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Superman. Now it's Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Yeah, we had to go back to the old music because, okay, we were in the folder that said no copyright music, okay? It was not copyrighted, right? But then apparently it was copyrighted because I got a notification from Facebook right after yesterday's broadcast that we are sharing royalties or rights or monetary whatever. So we're back to this one. Anyway, yeah, time once again for Stupid Criminals, and then we already did that. A Florida man, 70-year-old Florida man, is facing charges for allegedly peeing on hundreds of cans of Spam at a Sam's Club near Orlando.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
I mean, good Lord, what is up with people?
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
Or Spam at Sam's Club. His name is Patrick Mitchell. It happened on May 30th, and he's pleading not guilty in court this week. Police say he went to a Sam's Club in Lady Lake, Florida. And he stopped to urinate on two pallets of canned goods. A pallet of Spam and a big stack of Vienna sausages.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
After he zipped up, he wandered around the snack section for a while, sat down on some patio furniture for about 10 minutes, took a poo, no, I'm just kidding, and then paid for everything in his cart and left. They ID'd him using info from his Sam's Club card and arrested him at his home in the Villages. He's facing charges for disorderly conduct and criminal mischief. The second one's a felony because he damaged over $1,000 worth of merchandise. The store had to throw everything on the pallets away. Over 3,300 cans of Vienna sausages and 2,700 cans of Spam. They said the combined value was $10,585. Good Lord. Do we have another story? Then there's this. A court hearing descended into chaos when a Detroit mom was seen in robe and making a PB&J for her daughter on video. I guess this was a video court date. Here's the viral moment that the judge blew up on her.
I have a paper right here that shows my court started at 1 o'clock.
I saw 9 a.m. You just showed me a paper that
yes,
said...
Yes, I did.
No, we can't talk at the same time.
Excuse me.
Stop. Put whatever you're trying to prepare down. You got to put your properly dressed on. Is that a robe?
My daughter is sick. I had to keep her home from school. I'm just trying to feed her.
Ms. Otterbridge, I'm sorry that your daughter is sick. You're in court. I asked
okay,
you...
Okay, I'm properly dressed.
No, don't you
I have on clothes.
So late.
Okay. There's good news in the world, thank God. And we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A shelter dog. Do we want to do the shelter dog or the library? Well, I already mentioned the shelter dog. A shelter dog predicted a guy's seizure at an adoption event in Virginia. Where did this happen? Well, it must have happened locally because there's a link to WDBJ. This happened in Rustburg. A shelter dog in Campbell County is being praised after she alerted people at an adoption event Saturday that a man was about to have a seizure. Now, the attention she's getting is helping to find her a new forever home. The dog, Sienna, was being walked around the shelter by a volunteer, and she suddenly walked straight up to the man that she had never met. Here's Barb Shackelford, director of Friends of Campbell County Animal Control, talking about what had happened.
Sienna walked over to a man very deliberately. She had not met him before, sat down beside him and put her paw on his foot and just sat there. And his wife came around the corner and said, "Oh my goodness, This means he's probably going to have a seizure. She was amazed. She told our volunteer later that they had three dogs at home. None of them had ever shown any kind of attention like that before, like a precursor to a seizure.
My advice, adopt that dog. And that is the good news. I love it when we get really, really local stories. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Here, let me pull up this. I don't want to do it off Facebook. Let's go directly to the Academy, to their website. Performances, events. All right, there we go. Get your tickets now to Prebeer Trio performing live at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall this Friday, June 13th. Performance from 8 to 10 p.m. Doors at 7 p.m. at the Music Hall, 722 Commerce Street in downtown Lynchburg. The cost, very, very affordable. Go to academycenter.org for tickets and information. They start at $10. And Prebeer Trio is an incredible group of musicians. You do not want to miss them. So get out, get your tickets, and support live music in the Berg. It's all part of the Radio 434 concert series. I will be your MC as well. And speaking of the Academy Center of the Arts and speaking about the Radio 434 concert series, next Friday, and that is on June 20th. You're going to want to see Catapult City and Koba. It is the Koba Pult Tour, wrapping up their East Coast tour at the Music Hall, 722 Commerce Street in downtown Lynchburg. Tickets start at $12. Get your tickets at academycenter.org. I again will be your MC, and it is all part of the Radio 434 concert series. All right, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.